The topic of this evening's talk of mine is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, in the Bible. Islam comes from the root word salam, which means peace. It's also derived from the Arabic word silm, which means to submit your will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Almighty God. Islam, in short, means peace acquired by submitting your will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Almighty God. And any person who acquires peace by submitting his will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Almighty God, is called as a Muslim. Many people have a misconception that Islam is a new religion which came into existence 1400 years back. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the founder of this religion. In fact, Islam is there since time immemorial, since man set foot on this earth. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not the founder of this religion, but he is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last and final messenger of this religion of Islam. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Fatir, chapter number 35, verse number 24, وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَافِيَا نَزِيرٍ. There has never been a nation or a people without a warner having lived amongst them in the past. Allah says in Surah Ra'd, chapter number 13, verse number 7, وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. And to every nation, to every people, have we sent a guide. There are 25 prophets mentioned by name in the glorious Quran. For example, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Ismail, Isaac, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, peace be upon them all. By name, 25 prophets have been mentioned in the Quran. But Allah also says in the Quran, in Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 164, we narrate to you the stories of some of the prophets, of the others we don't. Allah repeats the message in Surah Ghafir, chapter number 40, verse number 78. We tell you the stories of some of the prophets, of the others we don't. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is mentioned in a Sahih Hadith in Mishkat al-Masabi, volume number 3, Hadith number 5737, which is also repeated in Ahmad ibn Hanbal, volume number 5, page number 265 and 266. Our beloved Prophet said, there were 124,000 prophets sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the face of this earth. But by name, only 25 are mentioned in the Quran. All the prophets, all the messengers that were sent before Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they were only sent for their people and for their nation. And the message which they brought was supposed to be followed only till a particular time period. For example, Moses, peace be upon him, was only sent for the Jews. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he was sent only for the Bani Israel, for the children of Israel, for the Jews. The Quran says in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 49, we have appointed him, Jesus, peace be upon him, as a messenger for the Bani Israel, for the children of Israel, for the Jews. In Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 10, verse number 5 and 6, where Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, tells his apostles, go ye not into the way of the Gentiles. Into the city of the Samaritans ye shall enter not, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, tells his apostles, tells the disciples, go ye not into the way of the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? The Gentiles are the non-Jews, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Buddhists. Into the city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, it's mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 15, verse number 24. I have not been sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was only sent for the Bani Israel, for the children of Israel, only for the Jews.